You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Listener, as part of the holiday, I'm giving the first Black Label of the Month away for free. Now, while it's technically a part of a two-part series, don't fret. They're not connected directly through storyline, just theme. Meaning, if you don't have enough money to subscribe for Black Label, I understand, that's okay. And also, keep in mind, you're not missing out on any extended storyline or anything like that. The main connection is cartel violence. And while the first episode eases you into it, the second episode is going to be a bit more extreme. I just wanted to put this up front, so there's no confusion on why only a part one release to the main feed and not a part two. Don't need anyone upset, and I don't need you thinking that you're getting shaken down for cash or anything like that. Don't put yourself in financial jeopardy for the show. But if you would like to hear part two and you would like to support the show, hey, throw us a few bucks. You could subscribe through Patreon or the Apple iTunes feed. Your choice. All right, I'm not going to waste any more of your time. Please enjoy. Today is part one of a two-part series on cartel violence, a subject I've wanted to cover for some time. For the first part, we're going to go on a bit of a tour, a taste for what is to come. While part two will dive deeper into the why and the how of cartel violence, part one will keep things simple for the time being. Now, I want to explain how this is going to work for this episode. I'm going to ease you in. We'll start off on less terrifying videos, but as the episode continues, things are only going to get worse. This will give you a chance to bail if you need to. I like to do this for more extreme videos. I'm not here to surprise you, because listener, things are going to get bad. This is an episode Not for the faint of heart.
Going on 13 years old the first time I took a life. It's just one day, I mean, got invited to Mexico. I didn't know what was going on at first. And I see about six people kneeling down. Then the individual, the person in charge, they start laughing. And I think they saw that scared, panicked look in my face and asked me if I had ever killed somebody. And I said I had. Knowing that I had never took nobody's life, so he pulled out a handgun, told me to kill that person, the one kneeling in front of him. And I just shot him. And he said he was putting me on his payroll. Said, don't worry about it. Go back to school, to wherever you're doing, and I'm gonna call you when I need you. 2 weeks later, he called me back to Mexico.
For many in Mexico, the cartel are a part of day-to-day life. The Sinaloa cartel, for example, rakes in upwards of $39 billion when converted to USD and controls the drug market across every Mexican state. Explaining it this way sounds too neat, too tidy, because obviously it's not.
A week of attacks across Mexico. Dozens of stores, cars, buses, and trucks set on fire. Chaos erupting among the public and images of the destruction going viral.
Con un propósito de propaganda criminal.
Today, federal authorities calling it a propaganda by criminal organizations attempting to assert their power. They say it's all in response to recent successful military operations detaining cartel members and securing weapons, vehicles, and drugs. But the city remains on edge. In the city of Tijuana and its surroundings, authorities say at least 24 vehicles were set on fire Friday night. Public transportation coming to a halt with drivers too scared to operate.
I see they take off the people from the bus and they throw the gas in the bus and burning. I feel unsafe too, yeah.
The U.S. consulate asking Americans to shelter in place or avoid crossing into Mexico from California, but for some Americans, it came too late.
As you heard in the audio clip, some tourists find themselves in the crossfire of cartel. Collateral damage for an endless war. According to the State Department, in 2021, 75 U.S. citizens died by homicide in Mexico. One thing to consider when planning your next vacation is that 28 per 100,000 people in Mexico die by homicide. That means you are four times more likely to be killed when compared to the United States. I'm sure these figures were dancing through the minds of our next two guests. Aaron Pazin and Logan Howard traveled from Indiana to Mexico. Their goal? To photograph rare and exotic birds. With such a hobby, you're bound to find yourself off the beaten path wherever you visit. Do you see where this is going, listener?
There's another car coming up behind us.
What way should I go, straight or right? That's the right way.
I guess straight? I don't know
either.
Just pick one.
I'm gonna go straight.
It's clear from the video that the couple are lost. There's a nervous energy, a shared edge between their words. In moments like this, it's easy to find yourself speaking with a sharper tone to your partner, though it's best to keep your tone down. Keep your head on straight, though easier said than done.
Bike on this road, so there must be civilization somewhere over here.
Looks like there's a town up here, or a village.
The car behind us is kind of scaring me how fast they're going.
I know, they're going quick.
It's not long into the video that our driver notes that someone is speeding up behind them.
It's not scaring me.
It's scaring me because what if they're speeding up on us to rob us or something?
Lots of times.
Oh my God, they have guns.
The truck cuts the couple off. It's then when our driver notes the most important detail. The truck bed is full of armed men. Our passenger's first and ill-advised suggestion is to try to speed away. With guns now pointing at their heads, the time for that is long overdue.
Jesus, Jesus,
go, 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 go,
no,
go,
no,
go.
No, 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 please, please, go. Please, 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 what? Please, please, please. Please, what? Please, what? No, Espanol, please. We just want, we're just...
No, bro, no, no,
While both terrified, it's clear our passenger, Logan Howard, is barely holding on. His entire body is shaking when he exclaims. He is close to passing out. The two were lucky. The cartel involved recognized that the two men were gringos, that they had no stake in the game they play. So the men are free to go.
What? What? You went.
Can we go?
Uh-huh. Where's on?
Oh my God. Oh, my God. Please, please,
yeah,
please.
No, 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 okay, okay. Hey, no. Please, please, please.
No pa nada, no pa nada.
No problem, no problem. Hey.
Okay.
Please, okay? Hey. Donde? Cancun. Donde?
Are you okay?
We're going to see mi madre.
You where?
Cancun.
You?
No problem.
No pa nada.
Tranquilo, pero.
No pa nada.
What's your name?
Aaron.
Eh?
Aaron.
What's your name?
Aaron.
Aaron.
Si. Logan.
Edwin.
What's your name?
Philip.
Look.
No problem.
May I speak English a little?
A little.
Please don't kill us.
No problem. Me, you.
Unfortunately, we did run into the cartel, and that wasn't great.
Yeah, this part was not great, but I was
just not with our personal vehicle.
Just not with our personal vehicle, not driving across the whole country. We might go to specific areas, but...
My car's been stuck there ever since. We were having a lot of anxiety being stopped by police after this. They did take pictures of our license plate. So it kind of made us a little bit weary. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, we were having like trouble sleeping and just anxiety all day. And we decided that it would probably be best to leave the country and figure out the retrieval of the vehicle later.
So, yeah, we're here. We're alive. So people asking about that. But, this was us. We were on a back road. We were looking for wildlife. He's a wildlife photographer. We're storm chasers. And we were just seeing what we could find because we were in an area where there was a lot of wetlands and stuff like that. So we pulled off the highway to try to...
A lot of wading birds around is what they're called. Mm-hmm. And so I was intrigued to photograph some of them.
A lot of new birds that we've never seen in the U.S. So we're like, oh, let's go get some photos. And then that's when all this happened. So,
that's the most extreme experience I've ever had birding.
Yeah, for sure. And some people are asking us, why didn't you drive? And they're saying in the comments, like... They said no problem, you could go now. I don't think people have said that have ever had a gun in their face on a back road in the middle of nowhere. 8 guns at that.
And his body was like locking up on him.
Yeah, after seeing my life flash before my eyes, like I started seizing almost. Like my body was, I couldn't drive.
And there was a point where I was kind of getting a little bit irritated with him. No offense to him, but I was just like, they're letting us go. They can change their mind at any point. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to go. Let's not play around.
Why didn't I go? But I literally couldn't. My body, like, I was trying to use my legs to step on the gas, but I was like, I can't.
Well, and they told us, too, to get out of there. Do not continue on this road. Turn on the next right road and get to the highway.
Get back to the highway.
Or
yeah, they're leaving.
Which I don't think that we have that in the video because they made us turn off the dash cam when they realized it was recording, but I don't think they realized that there was a chip inside of it that's been capturing everything that already happened.
But we did continue on. He was like, Aaron, go. I don't care if there's a dog in the road. I don't care if there's an animal in the road. Just go.
He's like,
go
if there's something in the road,
when we started getting closer to the highway, there's a lot of speed bumps everywhere in Mexico through the towns.
Oh, we were
like jumping over the speed bump, just trying to get back to the highway. So yeah, we do have more the front-facing dash cam, so you can actually see them coming towards us. That no one has luckily gotten that video yet. We're going to share that. We also have one that no one's ever seen that we took of us right after we drove off.
Yeah, with our cell phones, we were just trying to document the situation.
Kind of like, what just happened?
And if we did end up dying, at least there's some type of video proof out.
Obscura is brought to you by Talkspace. You know, listener, sometimes I get down. Being honest with you, I have anxiety and depression, so therapists have been a major part of my life. But therapists aren't always accessible or affordable. That's where Talkspace comes in. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. And sometimes, people wait until something bad happens to talk to a therapist, but why wait? At Talkspace.com, you could sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. It's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. There's no need to commute to appointments, miss time at work, or line up childcare in order to attend sessions. It's mental health care made easy. Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. And hey, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/obscura. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/obscura to get $100 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's Talkspace.com/obscura. Thanks, Talkspace.
The world of 911 emergency dispatching is brutally diverse. One minute you can be talking with someone about parking violations.
What's the process we are to take to have people towed? Because it's actually delaying the mail.
And then all hell can break loose. Then the rest of the day is crazy. We could have murders.
Hill County 911, what's your emergency?
I just killed my children.
Home invasions.
He's in my house. I shot him.
You shot him?
He was coming up towards me and I shot him.
Natural disasters.
Tornadoes may still have got us. I'm buried under a bomb to roll my rap.
Even bombings. My show, Music City 911, will put you in the dispatcher's chair, put you ear to ear with the callers and responders, and keep you on edge from start to finish. I hope to both educate and entertain, as I'm a 911 dispatcher with over 20 years experience. And just like dispatching, every episode is different from the last. Music City 911. Real 911 calls, real 911 dispatchers. Available to listen to on any podcast app.
A man is kneeling in the dirt, his arms bound behind his back. Cartel surround him. The Jalisco New Generation Cartel, or CGNJ. The man looks calm despite his situation, though he must know he's not long for this world. We'll refer to him as a victim from here out.
Trojos, para mi papá Chilo y mi jefe Eddie 90.
¿De dónde eres?
Soy de Sinaloa.
¿A qué te dedicas?
Soy sicario.
¿Cuántas veces han peleado Julio Alfa en Chamic?
Nunca, siempre ha corrido junto con Chumich. Nos dejan solos y ahorita llevamos meses que no nos pagan.
I'll provide a translation. Cameraman, who do you work for? Victim, for my dad, Chilo, and my boss, Eddie 90. Cameraman, where are you from? Victim, I'm from Sinaloa. Cameraman, what do you do? Victim, I'm a hitman. Cameraman, how many times has Julia Alpha fallen Chamic? Text pops up on the screen. It reads, you can tell this young man is not from Sinaloa, judging by his physique and his accent. Victim, never. He's always ran with Chamic. They leave us all alone, and as of right now, they haven't paid us in months. Text pops up on the screen. Do you see now? Who's behind all the disappearances and executions? With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventure, and the challenges she overcame. The book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Personally, I love My Life in a Book. I tried it with my mom, and I've heard stories I'd never heard before because, you know, they just never came up naturally in conversation. It's easy to use, and my favorite part is it's given me more of an excuse to talk to my mom more. You know, it's not always easy to come up with those on your own. Listener, check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code Obscura at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code Obscura for 10% off today. The gunman and the victim sit in silence. After this brief respite, the cartel unload their weapons on the victim. He falls with a thud as the dirt rises to meet his face. This video is the tip of the iceberg for what the cartel are willing to do to their rivals. In fact, it was downright merciful. Because, yes, listener, it gets much, much worse. In one video, a snitch is slowly, methodically beaten to death with a baseball bat. Comes in and out of consciousness, his slowly crumbling body forcing him to bear witness to this pain as he exits this world for another.
Sigue matando gente inocente. En el barrio gritaba, mátelos a todos. Cobarde, mataste al niño.
Things get much worse in the next clip. If the last one was too much, this one is far, far worse. The video opens with a knife plunging into the chest of our victim. The cartel holding the knife is digging a round hole. Our victim is wide awake, but held down and unable to fight back. What you just heard was the popping of skin and muscle. The cartel took his sharp knife and sliced large foot-long gashes along the top of the victim's chest. The wounds immediately pop open, with muscles spilling out in white gobs before blood can even surface. The man stares down in horror as his torturer and executioner begins to flay the skin off of his chest. With the top flap of the victim's upper chest skin now open, his killer grabs the thick flap of skin and tugs the skin down with a hard jerk. Muscles and organs are now exposed to the open air. Every bit of his chest and stomach skin is a flap dangling below his waist. His intestines expand and balloon as an adverse reaction. The only thing the cartel victim can do is beg no in horror, his mind likely shattered. In response, various cartel laugh. Ribs now exposed, looking like something available at your local butcher. The cartel begins cutting through his bone with a jagged, unprecise daggering of a curious child slicing through a stack of pancakes. The victim writhes as a chunk of his rib cage is removed by his killer.
Ese es tu regalo de año nuevo, hijo de tu puta madre.
The cartel suddenly sinks his hand into the newly exposed hole. Hands submerged into the man's gaping chest, he's clearly searching for something. When finally he grabs hold, his hand, pulled from the chest cavity, holds its prize. The man's still beating hard. Our victim looks down in stunned shock as his heart beats in the cartel's hand, still attached to a large vein. Mercifully, the cartel severs the vein, and our victim's eyes slowly close, now disconnected from his heart and this universe by eternity. The cartel member spends some extra time carving up the body and then gives some parting insults.
Eso va para Taiwán y todos los que anden metiéndose a la plaza del patrón, hijos de su puta madre, todos los que se meten a la plaza, se los va a llevar su puta madre, pendejos. Y van a acabar peores que estos pendejos perros. Van a quedar como el peor pendejo, porque ni Tecuán ni nadie les va a venir a hacer paro, pendejos. Y Tecuán, métete, hijo de tu puta madre, que te vamos a esperar y te estamos esperando. Venimos para recibirte, pendejo.
Puro Viagra, perro.
Cochos a la vera. Cómo se ve de bonito allí. Esa de que saben todo, las vergas muertas.
Before we're done here, we have one last video for the road. Another heartbreaker.
Para que vean que sí somos los Jaliscos, hijos de su puta madre. Los vamos a terminar. A todos los pequeños.
Cucarachas.
You may be wondering what you just heard. A man has his arms tied behind his back. He's lying on the ground. His head is stepped on by one member of the CGNG cartel. The moment the video starts, a knife plunges into the man's chest to the hilt. The victim screams out, then knife deep into the victim's upper right chest. The cartel begins to cut and drag the blade down.
Hey.
Pelón, no, ya no se mueve. Pelón. Pelón.
No, ya no, ya no.
Pelón.
¿Qué?
Estreno este.
No, párate, ya, güey, házelo.
Esta es la raza de la mera verga, primo. Pura gente del mento.
No se pierdan
una nueva. Claro,
fotos.
Within moments, the man's chest is wide open, his organs spilling out. The cartel begins to pull them out as the victim squirms. The heart is eventually found, grabbed hold of as our victim watches, and a large piece carved off. While our victim stares on, his killer eats the chunk carved off of his heart. The cartel laughs in celebration as the victim's eyes roll back into his head.
Una nueva, loco.
Acábelo de mochar.
Ahí te va.
Póntalo a la verga.
Dígale.
¿Pero dónde vamos a tirar? Ahorita tenemos bolsas negras.
This act of eating a cartel rival's heart is considered an initiation and surprisingly common. Cartels like the CJNG only want those who are battle-hardened before bringing them into the fold. You need the person watching your six to be reliable under pressure. You need them to be as much of a monster as you are.
This video of the smoldering wreckage of one of the family's cars, riddled with bullet holes, was filmed by the father-in-law of the woman who was driving it.
This is for the record. Nita and four of my grandchildren are burnt and shot up right on the road out of La Mora.
This was, a family member said, nothing short of a massacre. Renita LeBaron had been traveling with four of her children. They and all of those who died were members of a family from a Mormon community which settled in Mexico decades ago. Christina Langford also died. A number of children who survived are now in hospital in the U.S. Family members say they've seen the violence increasing.
Helpless families are being innocently killed down there. It's not just got caught in gunfire in the wrong place at the wrong time. This is a whole new level of cartel violence. As of this point, it's not over. We still don't know what's going to happen next.
Listener, it wasn't until cartel videos like this that a terrifying truth washed over me, that this myth of going into shock and passing out before dying is just that, a myth. I've seen videos of people falling from many stories high, only to land and attempt to reattach their legs as they die in agony. Clips of suicide victims after jumping in front of a train, still alive from the chest up, the rest of their body scattered on the tracks. It's a realization that, like birth, most of us will leave this existence scared and in pain, that the lucky few that die in their sleep are lottery winners, and the inverse of that, the ones unlucky, well, they die screaming.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.